so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A West Bank protest over the killing of a Hamas leader in Iran. Tehran vows revenge and blames Israel. Secretary of State Blinken says he hopes it doesn't derail efforts to resolve the war in Gaza.
Nothing takes away from the importance of getting to the ceasefire.
But that assassination, coupled with Israel's strike that killed a Hezbollah commander in Lebanon, has increased tensions. Mideast expert Nadir Hashmi.
Significantly increases the political temperature in the region. And the big question is, how is Iran going to respond? I suspect its response is going to be much more vociferous than what we saw in mid-April after the hit on its compound in Damascus.
Delta's CEO says the airline lost $500 million during that week-long stretch where thousands of flights were canceled because of that widespread tech issue. And CBS's Jim Krasula says there's news today from a top airline supplier.
Boeing says it posted a $1.4 billion loss in the second quarter. The loss was bigger and revenue was lower than Wall Street expected. The airplane maker also says it's hired a new CEO.
In Northern California, KPIX reporter Kevin Coe is covering the major wildfire that has residents who lost homes devastated and angry.
So far, the Park Fire has destroyed about 200 buildings, including homes. Tens of others have been damaged as well. 42-year-old Ronnie Dean Stout is accused of starting the wildfire.
You want him to see what he did. I want him to see the lives that he destroyed. He destroyed my family's life. I hope the guy, hope he lives forever. I hope they put that guy away for a very long time.
The South Carolina Supreme Court today ruled that state's death penalty, that includes a firing squad, is legal. On the campaign trail, CBS's Nicole Killian tells us former President Trump will speak to an organization of black journalists.
His visit is facing backlash from some members who say he should not be given a platform after several past incidents berating black journalists. One of the convention co-chairs stepped down over the controversy. Vice President Harris was also invited to attend, but a source familiar with her plan said it wasn't logistically feasible.
A CDC study finds 8 in 10 Americans have been exposed to a weed killer that's been found to cause cancer in humans and animals. Now to Paris.
On your mark.
Olympic athletes took a swim in the Seine River today. France spent more than $1 billion to make it cleaner and safer for the games. The men's and women's triathlons were held. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 250 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A teen was conscious and breathing after jumping off a cliff and hitting their head at Quarry Lake Park last night. A similar incident in May resulted in a 16-year-old drowning. Law enforcement in Racine, Kenosha, and across Wisconsin are participating in Speed Enforcement Day. The 24-hour campaign is meant to reduce speeding and is led by the State Patrol. Investigators have expanded the search area for 85-year-old Karen Wandry. Wandry, missing from Racine County, has a history of traveling long distances on foot and was last seen near Big Bend Road in Waterford. We're looking into reports about two people shot and injured on Racine's north side last night. Initial reports had one victim found near Hagerer and Erie and another near High and Main. And high bacteria levels led to an advisory for Racine's North Beach and the closure of Zoo Beach yesterday. The water is regularly tested and results are posted on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and the ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jair Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible by late this afternoon into tonight. Our high 83, and it will be humid with a heat index approaching 90 by later this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorm 71. Tomorrow, chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
This is home for local news and timeless. This right here, WRJN for sports, too. We got the awesome Mike Clemens. I love listening to Mike's news. Then I go home and tell my husband. My husband thinks I'm really smart.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
Yes, and now, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Redbone. Come and get your love. Before that, So Happy Together, that was the Turtles. Our WRJN Big Deals presenting its first ever summer sweepstakes. And the best news is you can enter every day for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on Cleveland. It seems weird after all these years calling it Cleveland Guardians. So I'm just going to say Cleveland Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Just visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. It's the WRJN Big Deal Summer Sweepstakes. Your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers. But in case you're going on there to get something to eat anyway, our big deal of the day, also on the WRJN Big Deals, is dogs and cream.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels?
You can't juggle every food request for a work event. Or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
of my dreaming. You can make my dreams come true.
And Timeless Hits right here, WRJM with Roy Orbison. Passed away in 1988. I remember that. I was on country music then. And he passed away just a few weeks before the second Traveling Wilburys album came out with a big hit, You Got It. Here's Neil Diamond on WRJM.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, for the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
You may think
mountains.
Just now,
ain't no black countries, ain't no black up with the greens. But it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah,
think.
Let your mind go, let yourself be free. I'm all
freedom, 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 freedom,
freedom,
freedom.
You better thank Aretha Franklin right here on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits and Brewers. Braves going to be in the Brewers. 12:35 game. Oh, my gosh. So 12:35 game time, which is just minutes away. Just a quick note. If you hear, like, Stuart J. Waddles has got local news in just a couple of minutes here. And if you hear anything that he does, and you're like, I would really like to know the rest of the story, check our website on WRJN.com and then just scroll down the news and you'll have the rest of the story. You have a great afternoon. Go Brewers. We need a win. Take care on WRJN.
6 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have expanded the search area for the missing 85-year-old woman from Racine County. A silver alert is still active for Karen Wandry from Waterford. Police say she's got a history of traveling long distances on foot and had previously walked as far as Big Bend and Hales Corners. She's 5'1", 114 pounds, and was last seen near Big Bend Road in Waterford. People in that area are being asked to check outbuildings. We're working on learning more about 2 people shot and injured on Racine's north side last night. Initial reports started coming in at around 9 last night for one victim found near Hagerer and Erie, and another a couple of blocks away near High and Main. There was a large police response in that area. Again, we're working on finding out more. Check the web before you hit the water. Yesterday ended with an advisory for Racine's North Beach, and Zoo Beach was totally closed. High bacteria levels caused the cautions. The water is regularly tested and results promptly posted on the City of Racine website. There were also cautions yesterday for a couple of inland Kenosha County beaches. Michelin stars don't matter at the state fair. It's the Sporkies that cooks cherish. The Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow, but yesterday they awarded their prestigious Sporkies Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bite.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun in the lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.